Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Soul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Soul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RTE.ie. Caroline, good afternoon. You're worried about next week. What's happened?
Hi, Joe. Good afternoon. Nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
Joe, I contacted you yesterday evening because I received a text message from my daughter's primary school that the school will be closed next week for the midterm break. And I just was quite frustrated, to be honest. I really don't feel it's appropriate for the Department of Education to endorse and for teachers to take 4 days holidays next week, given that we are in the midst of a global pandemic and the students have lost so much time. They've lost so much time academically, but also socially and developmentally, you know, due to missing out on school. And I really don't feel it's appropriate for teachers to take 4 days off next week.
And when did you first find out?
I got a text message yesterday. Now, in fairness, there is a school calendar in place, which the Department of Education would have set up. But I suppose I hadn't reviewed it. But I did feel there was 3 extra days taken after the Christmas holidays in January. Three extra days taken then. And then there was 2 additional days that there was remote learning after the Christmas holidays. So I did feel that there should have been some pragmatism and leadership shown, that they would have, you know, shown some flexibility around the days that the teachers took this year, given what has occurred. And so I'm very disappointed that, you know, in light of the fact that there were 3 extra days given after Christmas, that the teachers were still going to take 4 days next week.
And how would you manage?
Well, I'm not too bad because I have older children and... Okay. You know, so from that perspective. But it's really a concern that I think, you know, you have to question the value that we place on education as a society, because there would be a lot of children that mightn't be, you know, that school is a real place of stability for them. Mm-hmm. And they've also lost hugely on their education, because even though, and I fully acknowledge the teachers' work during the homeschooling period, the hours at school or at home haven't fully compensated for the education in the classroom.
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, there's a huge value on children meeting their friends. And, you know, they had a week off in February and then they had 2 weeks off at the end of March for Easter. And now,
so hang on, I thought you could either take your midterm, so to speak, in February or May, but not both.
Yes, I thought so too, but they did have the week off in February, and
it was the school you're dealing with.
Yes,
you're adamant.
Yes. And I mean, yes, I am. And of course, there could be some variation because I know not all primary schools are off next week, but certainly my one is closed.
But you're saying you understood that they already had a midterm break.
Yes. Now, just to clarify, the May dates are down as being appropriate school holidays. But my belief is that there should be flexibility, given there was extra days taken in January, given the number of days that students have lost out already. I think the teachers really, it's the Department of Education primarily, should consider, you know, their role and, you know, the importance of supporting the children.
Now, have you noticed your child slipping back, so to speak?
She has a little, and I mean, that's probably partly because, I suppose, in terms of the homeschooling, I work full time. So, you know, I was doing my best to make up that time. But, and I mean, there'll be a lot of parents in similar position that just didn't have the time to give that extra education to their children. You know, our role, we're not educators. We did our best. But, as I said, it's not all about the academics. I think school is such an important environment for their growth in so many ways. But I mean, education is such an important.
And have you had on Zoom or whatever? Well, Zoom, I think, is the only way. Have you had a parent teacher meeting this year?
I had a parent teacher meeting over the phone. Yes, I did. And now, in fairness to my child's teacher, she has struggled a bit with maths, and he has engaged with me on it.
Okay.
you know, but really my main reason for contacting you is in relation to, I don't feel it's appropriate for teachers to be taking 4 days holidays next week in light of all that's happened in this year and last year.
Yeah, it's been a long, long 15 months at this stage. So your point is, even since this Christmas, after the disruption of last year, 2 extra days after Christmas, midterm in February, 2 weeks there at the end of April for Easter. 2 weeks, yeah?
Yeah, 2 weeks, the end of March and the start of April.
Okay. And then next week, the Monday being the bank holiday, but they're off for the 4 days, are they?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, okay. Would you say it to your school? Would you say it?
I did contact the principal yesterday by email, but I haven't heard anything back. I suppose, as I do say, in fairness, it is on the school calendar, but I hadn't looked at the school calendar, and okay. I did think there would be a bit of flexibility shown to the students, given the fact that, you know, they've missed so many days.
Okay, Joe at RT.ie. Is Noreen Carroll there? Are you there, Noreen? You're on my screen 2 seconds ago. Noreen. Noreen's gone. Okay, Joe with RT. Stay there, Caroline, please. I'll have Noreen after this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.